time for the biggest little show on the internet, LFR, Little Fella Radio, with host AJ and co-host Sydney. Pencils down, earbuds in, it's now time for the show to begin. And here's AJ!
Welcome to Little Fella Radio on littlefellaradio.com. Thank you for joining us. I'm your host, AJ.
And I'm Sydney, your co-host. Make sure you follow Little Fella Radio on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Today's show is brought to you by the Shop Amazon tab on littlefellaradio.com. Amazon is the number one way to save a few dollars. If you or your parents shop Amazon, tell them to do it through the Shop Amazon tab on littlefellaradio.com.
Wasn't that fun?
That was great.
I bet that threw off a little bit of everyone.
Yeah, maybe you got a little confuzzled in the brains.
I'm pretty sure when y'all started and you heard Sydney talking, you're probably just like, what is she doing talking?
Where's AJ?
She's never the one that's supposed to talk. Is AJ gone? Like Sydney was last week because he did everything. But she's doing his part, so is he gone? Nope. It was a little surprise.
Did a little switch up here today for you guys.
We wanted to make it a little bit more fun for you guys, considering it's the last episode of the season.
Yep. Yeah. Very sad story.
Very sad story, you know, with the tiny violins and all that unfortunate stuff. But yeah, it's the last season of the show. No.
Yes.
It's the last show of the season because I don't even want to say it. That horrible word.
What?
School.
There you go.
Ugh. You know, my school decided to extend its time by 10 extra minutes.
Why?
I don't know, but we used to get it at 3:30, I think. I thought we got it at 3, so when I found out, I was ready to have a meltdown.
So, did they change the starting time and, like, extend it? So, you literally have 10 minutes of school added on.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not that bad.
It's 10 extra minutes that I could be going home.
True, but it is just 10 extra minutes.
Now.
That could help you survive in the future of the world.
No. Those 10 extra minutes are me being tortured by whatever teacher I have for my last class.
True.
I love that part in this song. The piano's just... Don't you just love that? It's just like, you start at the front and it's just like... It's
is
fun.
That even... I'm pretty sure that's like the... Not a piano. I'm pretty sure that's like those things that come down on a string and you hit them like you...
A harp?
No, not a harp.
It's a piano. It's an electric piano.
Oh, that makes a difference. You're just going to do that every time it plays, huh?
Oh, yeah. Because that's the thing now. Okay, I need to chill.
Yeah.
So, my school starts at 8 and ends at 3... Ended at 3:30, so let's see. 9, 10, 11, 12, 1, 2, 3. That's 8 hours. That's 8.5 hours I'm at school. Now that's 8 hours and 40 minutes I have to be at school.
How many classes do you have?
I have 7 periods.
Really? I'm going to be a freshman in high school, and I only have 4 classes.
How long are you in each?
You're in each class longer than usual. That's why you have 4 classes. But I don't know. I don't even know what time it starts or ends, which is bad because it starts in, I don't even know.
Our school starts in like 12 days.
Ours starts on the 8th.
Mine starts at the 10th. See, you guys start on a Monday. My school is just like Wednesday. Don't know why. It's just like Wednesday.
Wednesday.
You just have to have it on a Wednesday. Because at my school on Wednesdays, we have our extracurricular activities for high school. Mm-hmm. And it's where you pick a class that you're in all day. And that's your extracurricular thing. And you do that all day. So you pretty much, in eighth to younger, they have to do tests all day.
Mm-hmm.
A whole bunch of tests. But in high school, you just get to chill and work. And sometimes it's not even that.
There was this thing at my...
What?
At my main... middle school that I went to, we had something called Pride Time, where each morning we would get like 30 minutes. We'd get like 15 minutes to eat breakfast in our classes.
You guys get breakfast?
Yeah. We eat it in our classes so they can document who's eating and who's not, and so it's easier and whatever. But then we get 30 extra minutes before school starts so we can do our work and whatever. But when I transferred schools... there was, I don't even know what it was called, but it's so weird. Like, on a Friday, only Fridays after school, you'd get extra, like,
It's funny that he knew I was listening to the song. I was dancing to this in my head. Keep talking. I was listening.
Okay. Okay. All right.
I'm just continue.
So, each Friday, I don't even know what it was called, but you would, like, have 30 minutes before school would end.
And?
You would just work.
That sucks. I'm sorry. I'm really hyper.
Yeah.
You know what you know what I haven't been able to watch yet? I'm not going to get to that yet because I want to talk about my school. Okay. My school is kind of like weird, okay? We're like, excuse you.
You're excused.
at my school, we have, it's really weird. For breakfast, they have a bunch of carts that come to, we don't get free breakfast either. They have a bunch of carts that go to your class and you buy what you want for breakfast.
Yikes.
It's really horrible. Like, you don't get anything for free at that school.
Really?
Everything costs money.
I'm getting a free t-shirt when I go to my school's camp before school starts.
My school t-shirts cost $20.
Why?
Because, and our school makes their own uniforms.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't get the special sale discount that you get at others that stores for school uniforms.
Yeah.
No, you have to pay $20 if you want to go to that school, pretty much.
You, for my school, I believe you have to buy a I can't talk.
Honestly.
A PE uniform for PE.
Really? My school is just strange. Excuse you, stop making eye contact with the camera and telling
I'm not.
Yes, you are. You're hurting my feelings. Just like you did last week. Stop it!
All right, I'm not even doing anything. It's just
you
your
don't understand, Sydney. Last week, like,
I'm sorry.
It was horrible. Last week. What? What? I know this song. It's from Plague Inc. They played in Plague Inc. Boom. I know my games. But last week was horrible, Sydney. What's so
bad to say?
Because whenever you leave, the show sucks.
Aww.
Because, like, you don't, we're used to each other. We're like, you're used to doing
That's
this.
So bad to say.
Caitlin, you're amazing. You're an amazing friend and everything, but you suck on the radio.
I hope she doesn't watch this show.
She doesn't watch the show. She only watched it when Karsten was here so she could oogle at him.
I like how in the last show you were like, oh yeah, what do we do? What do we talk about on the show? And she named things and then you were like, I don't believe you.
I don't. She just named stuff that we pretty much talk about all the time.
Every show.
She said, you talked about Markiplier. Bring him up every
Senpai
show.
Senpai is literally a part of the show.
Senpai, like, I should get a cardboard cut out of him and just, like, put him in, like, in the background.
Please,
or
don't.
Put him in the guest seat and just, like, get a bunch of stuff he says and record it from YouTube and just, like, put it all together so it's like he's talking.
That's so awkward, though.
I love
Senpai. What if he would see this show and see an episode of a cardboard self of him sitting in a seat talking when it's not...
Knowing him, he'd probably contact the show and be like, where did you get that from?
Can I buy one?
Can I? He'd be like, could I, like, come on the show? You know what would be the craziest thing? If we're doing the show and a celebrity walked in while we're doing it.
Why would a celebrity walk in?
Like, our producer just magically hooks something up. And we're just sitting here talking. All of a sudden, it's just like Markiplier walks in. Like, hey, guys, we're just like. I would lose it. I'd be like, senpai, not just me, senpai. Let me touch your beard.
Oh my gosh, he'd probably run.
He'd probably be like, okay.
Yeah, he's probably like,
no, I say I'll do a bunch of weird stuff, but if I actually met Mark, I don't know what I would do.
I feel like if you ever meet a celebrity that, like, you know and that you've, like, known and you like, I feel like you'd act calm and shy.
Probably.
Like, I just get that vibe.
Like,
but,
if I met Beyonce,
now,
I'd be like...
If he warms up to you, he's gonna act like this.
Stop. He probably would be freaked out by me, but I'm pretty sure he's met crazier fans.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that the way you act is kind of his normal. So.
What are you trying to say? Mark's weird?
Yes.
Good, because he is weird. He's a big bubble-blowing baby. Yeah.
Not... Okay.
What's your... I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, speaking of senpai, I got...
I'm sorry.
I recently got YouTube Red.
I don't get the big whoop about it.
It's like Netflix. You know how they make their own shows only Netflix for Netflix?
Is nothing.
No, like, just listen to my analogy. Listen to my analogy. All
right, go on.
So, you know how Netflix has their own shows, like Fuller House, how it's only on Netflix?
Yes, it's a Netflix
YouTube
series.
Red has their own shows that with YouTubers.
Yeah.
So you can only get it using YouTube Red, which is pretty much like having Netflix just to watch those certain shows. You get YouTube Red just to watch those certain shows.
Except they're like 10 minutes.
YouTube Red is like 22-30 minutes.
Oh. Still.
I watched a lot of Scare PewDiePie.
Yay!
I mean, he's not the greatest gamer, but when he's getting scared to death, I love it. I was watching him play Emily Wants to Play, and I laughed every time he got scared because he likes to speak Swedish. I learned a lot of Swedish from him.
Me too. Mostly just curse words.
Not the good kind of Swedish. Yeah. I know how to say a lot of
bad
words.
Yeah, I don't think he's ever said a sentence speaking Swedish with not a curse word.
Probably not.
Probably. I wouldn't doubt it. Well, at least on camera.
You know, I'm not afraid to admit this. I used to watch PewDiePie a lot. Like, I used to watch him a decent amount. Like, I used to watch... Don't play with pens, kids.
Well, PewDiePie is just, like... I don't know. I'm sad to say, like, I love PewDiePie. Like, he's, like, number one. But, like, he's just become number three.
Who's number one and two?
I don't know yet.
I haven't found them, but PewDiePie's definitely number three.
He's number three.
You know who's my number one? Senpai. And then it's Jacksepticeye, considering I only watch Markiplier, the occasional... I've been watching Jack more lately. Then Jacksepticeye, and then the Banana Bus Crew.
The number one YouTuber that I've been watching most recently is Sky Does Minecraft.
Oh my god, I heard that he got into a lot of crap recently, because I follow him on Twitter, and all I saw was his tweets about people just hating him recently. Like, constantly hating him. And I don't know why. Like, from what I could assume, from what he was saying, he cussed a lot in his last video. Apparently, he had cussed a lot, and people went crazy over it because Minecraft players
watch PewDiePie.
Because apparently Minecraft players don't cuss a lot because Minecraft usually speaks to the younger children.
Yeah. But he doesn't. He does play Minecraft, but Minecraft, like, it's not like
he doesn't play actual Minecraft.
Yeah, he does all the modded Minecraft stuff.
Yeah,
it's like a Minecraft character in mods. You know, like it's not. I don't get. Okay, my number one thing about YouTubers is if they're cursing, like, yeah, they may have young viewers, but at the same time, like, you can't change, like, the way you speak and that's like his normal. You know, like I don't know. I just feel like it's kind of rude of someone to hate on him for the words that he uses. Like,
I know, and you can't get mad at people for cussing because that's something that happens all the time in the world.
Yeah,
so
like there's probably so many people in the world who curse in the most
what?
Like, worst times ever. So now, everyone, we have discovered a horrible side of AJ.
Oh, if you got to know me,
I will admit, I use like a few curse words here and there, but I don't curse in front of adults. I don't curse in front of children. Like, I don't curse in front of my brothers. I just find cursing, one, disrespectful, two, in situations it can be inappropriate to cuss. Like, you know? And
those are the perfect times to cuss.
Inappropriate times and in front of your, like, parents and adults and children.
All the time in front of children.
What? Why? That's such... Okay, now me saying this is actually kind of making, like, Sky Does Minecraft seem bad. But my point of view is that it's okay to cuss sometimes, but...
If you get mad at me for cussing,
I don't get mad at anyone for cussing.
If someone gets mad at me for cussing, that's on you because
your feelings. Yeah, that's your opinion. Like no one's gonna change themselves because of your opinion. And like, you know, like, it's, I don't, YouTube's confusing.
It doesn't, like, I just, YouTube's confusing.
Well, it's the best way to sum it up.
What's even worse is parents who don't like people cussing around their children because they try to protect them from that bad things. When your children get older, when they get in fifth grade, they're going to be surrounded by children that cuss all the time. All the time. Like, you can't protect them at school. If a kid's cussing at school, you can't do anything about it.
Yeah, like, you can't expect other people to revolve around your rules. Maybe you don't want your child to talk like that. Well, teach them not to talk like that. Don't try and protect them from these words that they're gonna end, like, they're gonna be an adult one day. They're gonna know these words, so there's really no point of avoiding it. Like, my mom curses, and she's not, like, a maniac with cursing, but that's how I found them out, and I didn't just start using them for nothing, and my
Slow down. I was listening to you in my mind. I felt everything started kind of going blurry, and, like, my head started feeling weird. I was like, what is happening right now? That is the fastest I have ever heard you talk.
I can talk faster. I felt my head vibrating. I'll talk really fast.
That was weird. My head started vibrating, everything. I'm just like, what is happening to me?
Yikes, my bad.
Woo! You started ranting and like I don't know what happened, but I was woo. I think I'm good now, but
is this better?
Why did you remind me of Zootopia?
I know.
I instantly remembered Zootopia. It's like,
okay.
What was even funnier was the sloth laughed. I was just like, oh my god. Thing.
Me and my mom went and saw that movie.
I saw it with my family. I can't just name everyone because I watched it with family.
Family.
That was a good movie, though. I liked Zootopia.
Yeah, me too.
I really liked it.
I wouldn't watch it again.
Really? But it was a good movie. Yeah. I liked it. It was really good. Okay, random question. Do you ever get those white things on your nails, like the little white patches on your nails at all? Yes, no.
What?
Like, on my nails, and random nails, I get like these
on
little...
your cuticles? Or on your real nail?
On my real nail. They're like little white, tiny little... I have one on this nail, too. They're like little white, kind of like mini clouds.
Oh, yeah. Like, it looks like there's like a white spot in your nail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is that?
I don't know. But did you know this? That nails are bones?
Really?
Yes.
Then I break bones with my teeth.
Same.
I have a
Yeah,
bad habit.
I used to have a lot of them. I think it's from like pressure on a nail. I don't know.
I've just been informed that it's calcium. Thank you, Mr. Producer Man.
Wait,
all I see is just a paper. It's calcium. I don't know. It's like, it's just calcium, okay?
I don't get it, though. I always thought it was from, like, biting my nails too hard.
I thought it was from, like, hitting your nail or something.
Yeah, like, hitting...
It's good.
Oh, so it's a good thing.
Apparently.
I
always thought it was from, like, if you hit your nail or...
I only have a few. I used to have a lot more.
I have one on my ring finger on my left hand and one that's starting on my middle finger on my right hand.
I have a lot of mini ones.
They're all very small. They're all big and noticeable. Don't look at me that way. It's bad if it's black. So if you get a black splotch on your...
Please get help.
If you have black on your fingernail, please get help. Why did you say it like that? You just, please get help.
Could you just imagine, like, someone like, you're like at a nail salon and the person next to you is getting their nails done and you just see like this like black dot like in their fingernail, like, what would you do?
I don't know, just if I was sitting...
I'd be scared.
If I was looking at someone in a nail salon and I saw them with something black on their nail, I'd be like, please get help.
Please. I'd be like, you got a little something on your nail. And they're just like, it doesn't come off.
Apparently it's bad calcium. The Ew. Opposite of... bad calcium does sound kind of nasty. It's bad calcium. I always thought calcium was good. What's bad calcium? Black splotches on your nails.
Great. Did you know that babies have fingernails when they're still a fetus? Like,
ew.
in the stomach.
Like, maybe that's still part of the reason that when women give birth, it hurts because they're probably like, pulling their way out.
No, I don't think so.
That would be painful. Just, oh, time to get out of this new, time to get out of this house I've rented for the past 9 months.
Oh my gosh, no.
Leaving my mark on here.
My mom told me that when I was a baby, because like when your baby's nails get really long, you don't want to clip them because you can hurt them. Like, have you ever like cut your fingernail really short and it hurts? So you don't want to do that to a baby. So my mom used to bite my fingernails when I was a baby.
I don't know what to say to that.
I didn't
I know
either.
Your mom, and I don't want to say like, what is wrong with you? My baby's fingernails are too long.
Well, because I mean, like, would you want like a baby's fingernails digging into you? Like,
they have little nail clippers for babies.
Yeah, but you could clip it too hard, and then all that, of a sudden,
then
boom,
do it
and
better,
baby, and
then do it better or something. Your mom
is
went.
Is this ice ice baby?
No.
It sounds like it.
It sounds like
it should be.
No.
What is this?
Something. Who let the dogs out? I remembered it from Rugrats. And other plays.
Oh.
I actually thought it was, I Like the Way You Move by Outkast.
I just thought it was Ice Ice Baby because, one, it kind of sounded like it, and two, we were talking about babies. So I know that whole rap.
I'm kind of disappointed in that.
Why? Wait, in what? That I know the rap?
I can't say that because I know the whole rap to Rap God.
Do you really?
Yeah, I can even do the super fast. I can also do the super fast part. Are you getting hyped up?
Yes.
They used to use this for one of those mint ice, breath mints commercial.
All right, stop. Collaborate and listen. Ice is back with my brand new invention. Something grabs a hold of me tightly. Flow like a harpoon daily and nightly. Will it ever stop? Yo, I don't know. Turn off the lights and I'll glow to the extreme. I rock a mic like a vandal. Light up the stage and watch the chump like a candle. Dance to the speaker that booms. I'm killing your brain like a poisonous mushroom. Deadly when I play it like manly. Anything less than the best is a felony. Love it or leave it, you better gain weight. Your head hit the bulls out of kid, don't play. If there was a problem, you know I'll solve it. Check out the hook while my DJ revolves it.
And that's why we're having global warming.
Oh,
no more penguins.
What?
No more penguins.
Oh, I thought you said, and we're penguins. Like,
Yes, we're
last
penguins.
Last time I checked, I was a human.
You were what?
I was a human.
Yeah, human.
I was a human.
I...
Okay.
I don't know why I freaked out, but I just remembered Empire is coming back in,
oh, gosh.
In September. It comes back in the middle, near the end of September.
What a sad story.
But Lucifer comes back that same week, though. So I have my Lucifer and my Empire back.
I used to watch it.
Watch which one? Which one?
Empire.
Empire?
Empire.
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 Whenever I hear anyone say the word Empire, I'm just like, Empire, you say?
Empire. It sounds like Empire. Like Senpai, but Empire.
You know, if you go on Twitter and you go "senpai notice me," a bot will reply and say, "I have noticed you."
That's kind of like my worst fear.
It's weird. If you go on Twitter and go "senpai notice me," a bot will pop up and say, "I have noticed you."
I'm not gonna try that.
I did it.
I when I was in Las Vegas, I posted on my Twitter and I was like, or I
tweeted
on my Twitter, and I said Las Vegas bound. And then some random chick added me and was like, follow me and message me for the latest hot Las Vegas clubs, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, she's probably someone that's trying, like, she gets paid to do that.
And then, like, all these random people liked my tweet, and I was like.
Way to go.
Yikes.
How many followers do you have on Twitter?
None.
I have 14.
I have, like, 20.
Oh.
Tweet, tweet.
It didn't have the extra tweedledee. I wanted the extra tweedledee, but it only had one tweedledee. Tweet,
tweet.
I know that song.
What song?
Rockin' Robin.
Tweet, tweet, tweet. I don't.
How do you not know that song? That's a classic.
Classic.
It's a classic.
It's a classic,
it's
guys.
By the Jacksonis Fivos.
Who?
The Jackson 5.
I have no clue who that is either.
Michael Jackson's brothers when he was a child?
No clue who they are.
You don't know who the Jackson 5 is.
No.
You know who Michael Jackson is, right?
Yes.
You know what his last name is, right?
Yes.
He has four other siblings, right?
Yes. No, they all
had,
I don't know.
They all had a group when they were younger called the Jackson 5. They toured the entire world. They made a lot of hit music.
See, I was...
Like ABC. But I know this stuff.
But I don't. I only listen to Michael. Why is this, like, catchy? Why does it sound like a group of five-year-old girls?
Tweet, tweet.
Oh, okay.
Tweet, 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 Rock and Robin.
I only know ABC.
How do you... Ah, you're so uncultured. The song just makes me want to dance, doesn't it? Don't you just want to dance to the song? Yes, I called you uncultured because you don't know the song.
Rude.
Because you aren't cultured. You're the most uncultured person I know. Do you even know who... Oh, the song brings back happy memories.
Things you never knew before. We sing this in choir.
The dance girls at my school did the song.
The dance girls?
We have a dance club.
Dance
club.
Group. Is it like a club? Like an after school club? Or is it like
it's after school, but they perform at things.
Well, yeah. Okay. Well, I didn't know because I didn't know if you meant like club or if it was a...
Don't look at me that way, microphone. Just go with it.
This reminds
not that
me
kind
of Zumba.
Club.
Zumba. Well, no. That used to be like my Just Dance.
Oh. Okay.
Okay.
Well, the dance girls, they danced to that song and they did a funny dance and it was like, woohoo!
What are the things? Okay, when you were in school, I'm trying to think of the word. I totally lost the word. When you're trying to pick a class and there's like art class, but it's, oh, electives. I didn't know if it was an elective or if it was like a club.
No, it's an after-school club. It's okay, classified as a club, but it's more like a religion at my school.
It's an elective at my school.
No, because the superintendent and the principal, they treat the dancers with high respect. Like, if you're not in dance, you're pretty much nothing at that school. That's what it seems like. The dance girls get all this credit, and they're all special and everything. And even the dance boys that were just... We started... last year having guys do dance,
mm-hmm.
and they were even treated with more respect than other people.
Why?
I don't know. Like, the steel drums, they get treated with decent amount of respect, and the choir kids, if there is any, they get treated with, like, the least amount of respect out of all the clubs. Like, the higher up
Wait,
ones.
But why do they, like, get treated, like, special or not special?
I don't know, but the
so
dance
So if you're
girl...
not in a club at all, like, or anything, you're
Oh, yeah,
just...
you're definitely in trouble if you're not in a club.
So is it just that, like, they know the people in clubs more, or is it just special treatment?
It's like, just special treatment. Like, I was in chess club, right? And...
Excuse me.
Chess club was, like, they don't even... it's almost as if they didn't even... I didn't even think they considered it a club until I got an award for it at the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Chess master, y'all.
I remember that. I remember.
Chess master, y'all.
I'm a smart person.
At times. We all have our blonde moments.
Yeah, I bleached my hair and it went to my brain.
Don't do bleach, kids.
Wow, what a statement.
Don't do bleach, kids. That's the greatest advice I could give you. And don't play with pens. And don't run with scissors. And
don't throw pennies at freshmen.
You know, I had a penny in my pocket and I don't know where it went.
I could have given you one.
I think I actually have a penny in my pocket.
Please don't have a penny in your pocket. Please.
Oh, no, it's just lint. Nothing too spectacular.
Great.
So, you know who Emily Osment is, right? She played Hannah Montana's best friend.
Oh, Lily.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know she has her own show?
Oh, yeah. Isn't it like...
If you don't get this name right.
Young and Hungry or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She does really good on that show. She still plays a dumb blonde.
I don't watch it because it's...
On Netflix.
It's...
On Netflix.
It's not my thing.
You will like it. It's a show that would speak to you.
Like, why?
Just... Trust me.
I've seen the commercials. I'm not really...
Just please, when you get back to your house, go on Netflix and like just at least watch the first episode.
The only thing that I'm going to do when I get home is go on Netflix and watch The Vampire Diaries.
Please, can you just please just watch the
why?
First... Just watch the first episode of Young and Hungry when you get home. The entire thing.
The entire thing?
Entire episode.
Okay.
Like, you can't just stop.
How long is it?
The amount of a normal episode of something.
Something?
Of something.
I don't know. I just never found
it. Watch it! Thank you. Now, back to our previously scheduled thing that we were doing.
Yes.
Back to the future.
Yes.
Back to the future.
Okay.
What's your opinion on Yeezy?
Yeezy?
Yeezy. Yeezy.
Easy.
Yeezy.
Yeezy.
Yeah.
Yeezy. Like yeet.
Kanye West.
The only thing. No.
Ooh, okay. Great question. Who would you rather vote for? Kanye West or Donald Trump?
Oh. See. I would rather vote for
Mr. Trump or Mr. West?
Oh, see, I can't. I can't vote for someone who has no emotions.
Kanye has emotions.
Where?
For himself. He's the reason he wakes up and smiles.
True. And I can't vote for someone who has a rat nest living on its head.
I thought it was a bunch of hay that he just puts on his head every morning.
That also.
Or wheat.
That too.
One of the two.
Both. Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Cocaine. Yep.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
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 Okay!
I win.
All right! If any of you Vanoss fans get that, I'm proud of you. Because you don't watch good things on YouTube. See, this is the thing about you, Sydney. You're so uncultured that you don't even watch up-to-date hip things. You're such a hipster. All you care... I'm just kidding.
Why? Because of my sunglasses?
No. I wasn't even thinking and talking about it. I wasn't even talking about it.
Well, they're like a hipster thing.
You are a hipster.
How? What is hipster?
You like everything that's uncool. And once everyone starts liking the uncool thing, you start liking the opposite.
Are you saying that the Vampire Diaries are uncool?
Yes. Oh! Don't give me that look. So, Sid.
I'm going to give you this look.
Sid.
What?
How was Nevada?
It was interesting.
Because
I almost fought a man.
Because.
Okay, because he blew a kiss at my mom.
Because
he is a bad word.
Because. Why?
Don't do my thing.
Why?
Because.
Because why?
Because why?
Because why?
Why?
I don't like you.
We. Why? Why? We.
Well, is this Viva Las Vegas? Yes, it is! I actually only know the song from Looney Tunes Back in Action.
Same!
I watched that movie recently. That's how I caught on to it. Because when Bugs Bunny started singing, Viva Las Vegas.
Yeah, in the car when they were like running away or something.
No, they were going to catch up to Donald and Dude.
Yeah.
They're not.
That's what I meant.
Yeah.
Viva Las Vegas. Viva Las Vegas. Viva.
I thought there was an extra Viva.
We both thought wrong.
Yeah. Kawaii. Don't look at me that way.
I was looking at the camera.
No, you weren't. Stop.
Make it up, please. Okay. No, but Vegas was great. Except the only reason I
Viva
went
to Las Vegas. Viva Las Vegas. Viva Las Vegas.
I caught myself that time.
But there was an extra one, so
I
you
know.
Missed it.
I know, there was an extra Viva Las Vegas, but I would have been like, Viva, he would have been like, Viva, and I would have been like, Viva, Viva.
Shall I go on?
Was that, is my phone not on?
Shall I
there
go
we
on?
Go. My phone wasn't on silent.
So as I go on.
What were you talking about?
Okay, what I was talking about is the only reason why I went to Vegas was because my brother had a basketball tournament, and the people that were there weren't the best kind of people. Like, first, like, a little kid winked at my mom.
Hey, big lady.
And I literally freaked. And then, because,
I'd have
like,
him.
I
Viva
just...
Las Vegas. Viva Las Vegas. Viva Las Vegas. Viva, Viva Las Vegas.
I nearly passed out from eating so much.
Shall I go on?
Oh, please do.
Okay. So, yeah. So my mom, like this little kid, well, he wasn't little. He winked at my mom and I like freaked.
I'd have punted him.
I was so mad. But okay. So I've never gotten into a fight. Like I almost have a few times at school. That's different stories. But every time, like, I've gotten into, like, some controversy outside of my school is at a basketball game. Like, there's this one time I was at a basketball game and this kid flipped off my mom and I, like, stormed across to him and I started, like, yelling at him and cursing at him. And he wasn't even on the basketball team that we were going against, but they were all big dudes. And once he saw me coming, he, like, kind of got in between them, and I went over there, and I was, like, in tears because I was so mad, but their coach, like, got in front of me. I went psycho. And then when the ref, he was a referee. Like, when you're a referee, you should be used to crap calling. Like, you know, you should be used to people telling you how to do your job. Like, you know, like, you should control yourself. And so
give me a second. How the hell do you put this thing up?
Looks like AJ's gonna be standing for the rest of the show.
I'll just do this.
So
I'm just sitting here, all of a sudden the chair just went down. I'm like, okay.
It was the ghost.
The ghosty goo.
The ghost.
The ghost. You continue your story. I'm just gonna try to act natural.
So my mom was, like, calling the referee, like, make the right calls and blah, blah, blah. And then he turned around and literally went like this. He looked at me, my mom, and my brother and went boom, boom, mwah, to all of us. I flipped.
But what does that even mean?
What? Well, it's basically, like, so he's just being cocky, like, you know, overconfident piece of doo-doo. So, I didn't say anything to him while the game was going on because I wasn't trying to get kicked out of my brother's tournament. So after the show.
After the show.
After the game.
After the levels.
I civilized. Civilly, person I am.
You civilly. Civilizedly.
Yes, whatever. Went up to him, and I kindly asked him, what is your name? Because my mom was just mad, so she wanted to make a complaint. I mean, who wouldn't? Like, that's ridiculous. You're an adult. You don't blow a kiss at another adult, especially when it's just out of pure rudeness. So I went up to him, and I was like, what's your name? Like, can I please have your name? And he was like, the booth's over there. Go make your complaint. And I was like, oh, I know where the booth is. I'm going to make a complaint. But what is your name? so I can tell them who you are. He was like, the booth's over there, blah, blah, blah. And he like started to raise his voice at me. So I was so mad. And my brother's coach was walking behind me to kind of like get me to move. And then my mom was like, Sydney, let's go. And I was like, I started walking away and I turned around and I said, don't you ever blow a kiss at my mom ever again. And he yelled, like he stood up and he was yelling and he was like, I didn't blow a kiss at your mom. I don't know what kind of crap you think you were seeing, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, keep talking. I was literally acting like I was in, like, if it was, you know, in when you're in school, like, and people keep talking, you obviously are going to be like, keep talking, dude, like, keep talking. And I was doing that. And it was so funny because, like, you're really going to argue with a child.
We're
like
having a lot of technical issues.
Yeah, we figured. I can tell.
Headphones just want to do what they want. Chairs just, like, has
wanna
a mind
fall.
Of its own. At least my microphone's being nice.
Watch it, like, fall.
Just go poof.
Watch it start, like, spinning.
Ghost?
Ghost.
A ghost. A gothic ghost.
Ghost. Whoa.
So a ghost that listens to 21 Pilots. Shots fired!
You know what?
I actually like the song Ride.
Mm-hmm. Fake fan.
I'm not saying I was a fan in the first place. I said I liked one of their songs. I like some of Justin Bieber's songs, but it doesn't make me a fan.
I'm having a hard time with 21 Pilots because they just performed in Phoenix.
Oh no, you didn't make it to a concert. I haven't made it to any Beyonce's concerts, and you don't see me crying. I just wanna stay in the At least on the inside. I know it's hard sometimes. Pieces of peace in the sun's no, thank you. You know what song I like that I can jam out to?
What?
Neo, A Friend Like Me from Aladdin.
Huh?
Don't Neo. And don't
I didn't,
Aladdin.
I was like,
No, you
No,
You went,
like,
No, like, you went, not,
I didn't go, oh my god, I'm Sydney. I can make sounds seem like something that they're really not. No comment.
Shots fired. I spit all over the mic. What? Speak up. See, this would have never happened if you wanted to talk crap about Neo.
You know what? I didn't,
Because I said a song about,
like, huh? Like, who? Like, where? Like, what? Not like,
Your voice squeaked.
He scolds me all the time.
Aladdin. What?
I've never seen Aladdin.
She hasn't seen Aladdin. What rock do you live under?
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Name something that happened in that movie.
I'm just kidding that I'm
Name
just kidding.
Name what? Have you seen Aladdin?
I'm just kidding.
Have you seen Aladdin?
Parts.
Parts? You've either seen the entire thing or you haven't. Have you seen the entire thing?
Yes. You ain't never had a friend like me, no, no, no.
No. That's how we pride ourselves on service. You're the boss, you king the shop. Say what you wish, it's your tradition. I'm a little mom by the line. So, Sydney, you have you seen the entire thing of Aladdin?
No.
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 We're going to have a movie night, and we're going to watch Aladdin.
I don't...
We're going to have a movie night, and we're going to watch Aladdin.
I don't...
We're going to watch Aladdin!
I don't really like Aladdin.
Aladdin!
I don't...
We're going to watch Aladdin!
I don't like Aladdin.
Would you like me to try to go higher? Because I can be annoying for both birds and dogs. And cats.
Don't.
And humans.
Like... Aladdin.
This is why you're going to hell.
Oh my gosh! I already knew that. I don't need anything.
Whoa.
Just kidding.
Because you listen to all that gothic stuff.
I don't listen to goth anything!
Yes, you do.
Goth music is like screamo. right?
So you just, did you just assume and stereotype goth people?
No, I just assume that they listen to screamo and look, metal.
That's emos.
You literally just said emo.
Goth.
Oh, wait. What's the difference?
Goths are all, like, depressing and everything. Emos are like, ugh, Satan. Wait, no. I think goths are the ones that are like, oh, Satan, he's crazy.
All right, who's the confused one now?
And emos are just, like, the ones that are just like, ugh.
When I used to think of an emo, I used to think of, like, someone...
Don't question me about my knowledge of animals. I have two emus at my school.
What?
Yeah, I have peacocks, emus, goats, sheep.
Emu? What's rams? An emu?
It's like a tiny version of an ostrich.
I think I know what it is. It's just like...
Yeah.
I know what it is now.
Try all of column A, okay. Try some of column B.
What are you singing?
Friend Like Me.
You ain't never had a friend like me. Oh.
That song, once you hear it once, it just stuck in your head forever.
That's like... You got a brand of magic, never fails.
Boom, boom, boom. You got some power in your corner. And this is so upbeat and jazzy compared to the original. I should start my own music segment where I
like
just talk
Neo.
About songs. You like who?
Neo.
And I stir a ladder, sir. What will your pleasure be? Let me take your order and jot it down. You ain't never had a friend like me. No, no, no. Life is your restaurant. And I'm your maitre d'. Whisper what it is you want. You ain't never had a friend like me. Yes, sir, we pride ourselves in service.
You're just gonna keep going. We can't go one show without a song.
Oh,
or singing
no.
A song at least.
Hey, now some of calling me trying.
What was that? What was that? What just happened?
Yeah.
I don't know what just happened. What just happened?
I just... Yeah. I think that's what a dinosaur sounded like when it was
It's like a
hatched baby
T-Rex.
Yeah.
That was disturbing.
I'm about to cry.
Why?
I'm tired.
I have a sad story.
Oh, yay.
We're not matching.
We're wearing gray.
Yeah, but we're not striped. I was thinking about it. But
I think I wore this
no.
shirt last week.
Did you?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
It's just always the first shirt I see. Because for some reason, it's always like at the top of my dresser and stuff. So it's
so
always,
it's always
like,
clean.
Yeah.
Okay. As long as it's clean.
Laundry is something that I do very often.
Why? I only do laundry when like I need to. Like need to. Like if I have like...
Hi.
What?
What? You do laundry every once a week?
Well, yes. Or some...
What? Continue your story!
I don't want to.
Continue your story. When do you do laundry?
I don't want to.
So when you want to is when you have to clean your clothes?
No, I...
Why are you laughing? You keep stopping your story. I'd like to know a story that you were trying to tell me. Stop what? I'm just trying to listen to your story.
All right, then.
What?
Let me talk.
Okay, talk.
All right, I'm talking.
Okay.
Okay.
Continue. Jesus.
Okay.
We should not be doing the show right now.
Like I was saying.
Okay. I'm so sorry for everyone that's watching that's just like, what is happening? I do not know what's happening.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
This is not a show. Nothing about this is a show right now. This started off so good and now it's just laughter. This is how you end a season. Woo! Hold it.
Okay.
I need a water bottle. Just... Casper!
Casper!
Are you Mexican?
Not gonna say it.
Are you?
No!
Oh.
Aren't you?
No!
I was thinking about it. I was thinking about our old show with me, you, and Janae.
Oh, God. That's old.
It's not that old.
Like a year.
It... Okay. But I was like... Remember the order we were sitting in, like
in the old setup?
Yeah, in the old setup where it was like leveled from lightest to darkest, and
oh, it was because
yeah, and you remember that?
You used
and
to
then
sit,
we
like,
all pointed
over,
it out.
You used to sit next to the wall over there. I used to sit right there, and that guest seat has always been there.
Has it? No. You're thinking of it the wrong way. I used to sit there.
No.
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you used to sit there, and then the guests would sit over
there.
Yeah. I was just backwards.
Yeah.
I was just backwards.
I was like.
But, yeah, it went you, me, and then Janae.
Janae, yeah.
Yeah, it was like that. And then Jalen showed up, and it was you, me, and then Jalen.
Yeah.
We need to get some lighter people. We had Karsten.
True, but now it's in a setup where.
It was light, medium, and then the dark.
Medium.
I was the darkest.
Were you really?
Yeah, because Karsten's a little bit darker than you, but I'm darker than Karsten.
Oh.
No matter what his YouTube page said on that video, I am darker than Karsten. Yeah, so, we did a YouTube video a long time ago, and he tried to convince everyone, because there was no camera, he tried to convince everyone that he was darker than me.
Oh my gosh.
Karsten has never been darker than me.
Why though?
Because he's white, I'm black?
I didn't really look at the both of you to see the skin tone match.
If I can remember correctly, Carson's not that dark.
I mean, I know he's not dark. I just don't know if you're darker than him.
Look at my skin.
All right.
And then look at your skin. And then, like slightly make it darker.
All right.
Not as dark as your soul, but a little bit darker than your arms. So that's about Carson. Because he's like 25% Mexican. And 75%
I'm like the color of vanilla pudding.
Ew.
I hate vanilla pudding. I hate pudding.
I don't know why I said ew to that. Ew.
I don't like pudding.
You don't like pudding?
No. It's like this consistency is like disgusting.
It's all the energy. You know, I was up at 2 o'clock in the morning last night having spoonfuls of peanut butter.
Why? I used to do that.
Oh my God. I was craving it and I just got a spoon. I just had to have peanut butter last night.
I'm going to tell you something that you will say ew to and you will really mean it.
Yes.
I used to.
Yeah.
I used to do that, but with a different, different substance.
What kind of substance? Don't say substance. That is nasty. That just sounds disgusting. With other substance, like,
with an other product. With a different product.
What product? Ooh, my eye just twitched. Did you say Pokemon?
No.
What did you say?
Butter.
But you used to eat butter?
Epic fail.
That's disgusting. You like butter?
I used to get spoons.
I'm a loser.
Sydney, I'm about to puke just thinking about that. You used to get spoons and you just...
Yep, pretty much.
Oh, butter is disgusting by itself.
And now I don't really like butter that much.
Do you eat mayo?
Yes.
Do you eat mayo straight out of a jar?
No. Ew, disgusting.
But eating butter's normal.
Well, because mayo is the consistency of pudding. And
no, it's not.
Yes, it is. They're basically like the same thing.
Pudding is smoother. Mayo's kind of just like.
Well, you could. Okay, if someone put mayo in a pudding cup and mixed it up without you smelling it, would you think it was pudding?
No, because you can tell mayo is kind of chunkier. Like, it's not
if
as smooth.
If you don't mix it up, then it's smooth.
No. Mayo is kind of. It just kind of seems like it's more clumpy than. Pudding is smooth.
I'm gonna put this to the test.
Smooth all around. Mayo is kind of just like. Ugh. Pudding is also, or mayo is also.
I used to
disgusting.
Get so annoyed when people at school would be like, "Oh, you're eating the school's lunch?" I'm like, yeah. And they're like, is there mayo on that sandwich? And I'm like, yeah. And they're like, ew, mayo's so disgusting. Like,
mayo's so disgusting.
It's not. Okay, I don't care if you think mayo's disgusting. My thing is, don't come up to me and, like, tell me that what I'm eating is, like, gross. Or don't tell me, like.
I have been informed that mayo is eggs, the egg whites and all that, and pudding is sugar.
Uh-huh.
So egg whites are all like, and put in sugar is just like,
but honestly, are you really going to pay that much attention to notice
yes,
the difference?
Yes, I pay attention to my pudding.
I will put this to the test. I will take a picture of a comparison of the two, and I will post it everywhere.
That was nasty. Everywhere.
Everywhere.
You know, don't cough even more in my ear.
Your ear's all the way over there.
You're speaking into a microphone that's going straight into my ear.
Yeah, but I wouldn't cough on your ear if I'm coughing on the microphone.
That made no sense, Sydney.
Yes, it did!
No!
Yes! Yes!
Stop.
I will win.
That's annoying.
I will win. Trust me.
Ha! It's because you're a girl. My voice isn't meant to go that high. You don't understand the struggle that comes through doing all that. You're such a girl with your high voice.
Well.
And your long hair.
I do. I can have a low voice. That's why I'm an
alto.
Try
your lowest.
I'm not going to do it.
Do it.
Do it. That's not my lowest.
Do your lowest.
No.
And I'll do my lowest.
You go first.
You go first.
You go first.
Okay.
My back itches.
If I can stop smiling. My low. This is probably how low. This is probably the, this is probably the lowest my voice can go. My voice can't go that low without.
I feel like it's. I don't want to do it.
My voice. This is about as low as my voice can go. I kind of sound like I'm trying to do a Russian accent. It's just like the slightest
it
bit.
It sounds so weird though when you're like trying to like do like a really low voice. Like your voice like changes in general. Like, you know, like if I was doing a high voice.
God,
like,
you make me want to drink bleach.
Or if I was doing a low voice.
Like,
I sound like I have a speech impediment.
But if I do a low voice, does my voice sound... Do I sound
it
different?
Sounds different.
But do I sound kind of natural?
No.
I wish I had Markiplier's deep, robust
it's
voice.
It's so weird how he can do that.
That man has a voice that's just like, here's how deep most people's voices go, and he's like, down here.
His laugh is like,
down here.
And then he's like,
Mark's laugh is amazing. Mark's laugh is amazing. He's like,
is it?
No.
I've had a new obsession recently.
Hey, that's Mark's life. Laugh.
That's his life.
His life is my laugh. Mm. You know, I had a dream that some of us true fans of Markiplier, us true fans, what? Really big fans of Markiplier, very few of us, had like been like, have this thing in our subconscious or something that if Mark was in trouble or needed us, he would like do something like yell Worf Stash, or he'd post a video on YouTube. And he'd say, all my Worf Stash people unite, and we'd all, like, trigger all, like, our old superpowers or something, and we'd all go to Markiplier.
Trigger.
We'd be, like, a huge super team. We'd be the Worf Stash team, and, like, it'd be Markiplier the leader. I'd be the
this was
I was
dream?
The yeah, I was the second in command, and, like, it was amazing. And then I woke up, I was like, Senpai, no.
Senpai, no.
I was standing next to Senpai. I talked to Senpai.
But it was in your dream.
I know.
Have you been, like, looking and seeing all the, like, the big fuss about the YouTuber, what's her name? Everyone thinks she's, like, in trouble or something.
Oh, Jenna Mariable or something like that?
Something like that.
Yeah,
Joey,
everyone.
It starts with a J.
Yeah, they said that her behavior was acting different, so everyone was convinced that she was being kidnapped or held against her will.
Yeah, or abused or doing drugs.
Yeah.
There's, like, I don't know what to think about it, though, because there's a lot of, like, crazy evidence. Like,
and she said it was all publicity stunt. Everyone was like, oh, some people were like, oh, that's so messed up. Why would she do that? And then there was that one person who was just like, what if they made her say that? And the whole world went, oh, my God, what if she's being held against her will?
True. Well, she was saying that it was her fans' publicity stunt. Like, her fans were making this all up.
But I never heard of her until yesterday.
I know, me
ago.
Too. But if you look at the real evidence, like, she does have all these awkward bruises. And she, like, she does give these really, really weird stares. Like, off, like, say the camera's, like, right here. She'll, like, look at something. Like, there's someone there watching her, and she, like, looks, like, all scared. And there's certain things, like, she'll talk about, and then she'll hesitate to say it, and then she'll say it. And then there was a gun in the background of one of her videos, like a rifle or something. And it's just, it's so weird. Like, I don't know. I don't get it. But it could be something serious. And I don't know. I feel like if something really was to happen, like, there's, like, everyone's commenting, oh, take pictures using the peace sign if, like, you're in trouble. And she posted a picture with the peace sign. But at the same time, these people could have commented that, like, way after she posted the picture. And she has, like, a cat emoji in her bio on Instagram. And it says, like, put a cat emoji somewhere if...
It's the little bongos. Or I'm a cat, whichever one you want.
You look more like a cat. Oh my gosh, that made me think I have an exciting news. More news. Ready?
This just
in. I need intro music. I'm about to get in with this big news.
You need to chill.
I'm so happy though.
Does Sydney got a new boyfriend? Uh-oh.
What are you saying?
I'm not implying that you and your boyfriend broke up.
Oh, no, we did.
Okay, back to you.
I thought we... Okay. Okay! Wait, hold on. Hello, everybody. I am here to... Okay.
I don't like this. It's like you're the host now.
Okay, hello. We are going to be talking about some exciting news that I have to say today. So get prepared, get ready, get popcorn. Okay. So, as my mother knows, I have been wanting my own pet for a while. First, I wanted a dog, but we already have two dogs. Anyways. She won't let me get a cat, because she doesn't like cats. So, I wanted a bunny. So I was gonna get a bunny. And I was so excited, because bunnies are cute. But, I'm getting a pet this weekend.
What kind of pet?
That's the real question, huh?
You don't know a pet?
Ready? I'm getting a... So excited!
I'm so excited my seat fell.
Give me 10 minutes!
Oh my gosh!
You can see my pants. I didn't fix my chair, but I'm sitting on my leg. I tried to be cool and, like, put the seat down to make your news seem exciting, but it doesn't want to go back up now. This is a great finale.
Anyways.
Why don't you go up?
I'm just going to sit on my knees now. Oh, and other news. I got a haircut.
Huh?
I got a haircut.
Yay!
If any of you get it.
No, not yay. Like, yay. Like, yay. Like.
If any of you get it, it's a Markiplier reference. I got a haircut. He said that. Okay, shotgun wedding.
Okay.
You don't know how weird this is.
In other subjects.
I don't know. I didn't know where you were. You didn't lead me up or anything. It was just another subject. I was like, okay. Viva la revolution.
Dancing is just, like, the thing today.
I got my seat back. Kind of.
Great.
Woo. It goes up and down on its own now.
This is great.
Yeah. Great entertainment. So, the weather.
Oh.
We had a huge storm last night here.
I was so scared. You don't even understand. Because literally, like, there was everything going on about the world's gonna end. And then there was a huge storm. I was like, okay.
I read that at 10 o'clock in the middle of the storm. It's like, the world's supposed to end on July 29th. I was like, oh my God, this actually happened.
And there was a huge
happening.
Storm. And I was like, not today, please.
I was reading it in the middle of the storm. The world's ending on July 29th. I was like, but today's July 29th.
No.
I'm dying today?
Well, obviously it didn't.
End because
kaboom
because we're still here.
Yeah, obviously.
Obvious thing is obvious.
Yes, very obvious.
So this has been the season finale of Little Fella Radio
with AJ. Little Fella
Sydney.
Little Fella Radio.
Sydney.
Little Fella. It's a little.
You guys remember that?
Sydney.
That was such an old. Why do you keep saying your name? That was such an old intro. I missed that intro.
That was Sydney. Little Fella. Little Fella Radio. Little Fella. It's a little talk show. Little Fella. Little Fella Radio.
With Sydney.
Boom. I missed that song. That was the song.
The song.
Like, that was our song for four seasons. Three seasons. This is the fourth season. I don't know why I thought we were in the fifth season. That was, oh my God, we've only been doing this for three. I don't know what I'm thinking right now, but.
He's lost it.
I kind of have.
It's a little talk show, little radio. Oh, oh, with AJ.
Woo! That's how you end the season with a flashback. AJ, how about you close this out for us?
Okay. Oh, oh, with AJ.
Close it out for us, AJ.
Thank you for joining us for another Little Fella Radio. Today's show was brought to you by Amazon. When you or your parents think Amazon, shop through the Shop Amazon tab on littlefellaradio.com. Remember to tell all your friends and family about Little Fella Radio. Share the show on your Facebook wall. Retweet us on Twitter. And follow us on Instagram. Just search Little Fella Radio, all one word. That's it for the show. I'm AJ.
And I'm Sydney.
We will see you next time. Have a muffin button day.
We will see you next season for season 5 of Little Fella Radio.
Woo!
Bye! Bye.